This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Field, longtime expert on the aviation business and a longtime guest of ours to talk about some of the latest developments in the field of aviation. And normally, David, we're talking about the latest twists and turns with airlines and mergers and unfortunate accidents and so forth. Today, what we see apparently is a deliberate act by this man, Joseph Stack, piloting his single-engine plane into this building in Austin, Texas, after an apparent grievance with the IRS and so forth. Let's go back to the point where he took off. We've heard on some reports today that he doesn't necessarily need to file a flight plan given the size of the plane. Is that the normal policy on the single-engine planes?
Oh, yeah. There's a large amount of so-called general aviation or private aviation that doesn't have to file a flight plan, doesn't have to obey a lot of the rules. If you're just going to go up and fly around for a couple of seconds and show Aunt Becky that you know how to operate your little Piper Cessna, basically the FAA takes you at your word and assumes that you will do just that.
So what's the dividing line between not needing to file a plan and having to file the paperwork?
You need to file a flight plan if you're going from one airport to another, if you're going from one city to another, if you're planning to go above a certain altitude. If you're just going to go up and, you know, exercise the engine, and your home airport is not within a major metropolitan area, then you're exempt.
For the most part, is that a rule that people like, or have folks talked about changing that?
The government's talked about changing it, but it really doesn't have the manpower to enforce the change, and pilots tend to like the rules that they have now. Very few pilots want more rules. Very few pilots want more regulations.
David, obviously this was very eerie, as many folks remember back to 9/11 and the horrific damage caused to the Twin Towers by those large jetliners. This is obviously a single-engine plane. Were you surprised by the amount of damage caused by a craft that small?
No, I wasn't, but it's very hard to tell exactly how much damage impact is going to do, even if the airplane looks small. A lot of it depends upon the type of structure that the aircraft hits. You know, what the building is made out of and so on. And, of course, in a photo, it often looks worse than it is. No, I wasn't surprised, but it just shows you that aviation is built on a system of trust, mutual trust, and it's relatively easy to break or abuse that trust. But if you look at how many flights there are, how many small planes there are, how many pilots there are, and look at the length of time since 9/11, you realize that in a lot of ways the system does work. You know, the old saying is it only takes one nut. That's true, it only takes one nut, but there don't seem to be that many nuts, thank goodness.
Which is a good thing, but that leads to the next question, David. And in terms of being licensed, is there any sort of evaluation to determine if someone would be a threat to themselves or others once they get in the air?
No. Getting the kind of license this guy had certainly requires meeting a so-called check airman, a guy who goes with you on your first trip and so on. But the check airman doesn't do a personality evaluation. There's no way that a check airman could weed out a nut, particularly a determined nut. I'm sure that a drooling moron would somehow be dissuaded from getting a license. But if you're a person who passes for normal and is able to function in society, all you need are the technical skills rather than any personality as such.
David, we've kind of talked about the situation at the airport, the evaluation, what there is of pilots as they get their license. Do you suspect anything substantive is going to change here? Is this just something that can happen in this system?
They'll talk about change. I doubt very much that anything will be changed. But the FAA doesn't change very quickly. Congress may hold hearings. Congress may demand changes, but I doubt very much anything substantive will happen.
Well, certainly a tragedy for many folks today. Thank you very much, David, for your time as always.
Oh, certainly. Thanks for calling.
David Field is a longtime expert and reporter in the aviation field. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.